Dean Robb, great to see you.
It's great to see you, Gail.
Our question today comes from Dr. Daniel, who wants to know, it's very poetic, what makes an adagio?
It's a beautiful question. Sounds like a setup for a joke, actually. we've talked over the years on doing this show that so often the simplest of questions really isn't, and that the simplest of question has a long, complicated answer. So here's a simple question, but it doesn't fall in that category. It really has a very simple answer. The adagio, it's a term that's used for a piece of music that's slow. And if you think back to some of the things we've talked about naming and names used for symphonies and movements and how they really structure larger pieces, to hold a large piece together, they'd build them off dance forms. So there was a dance suite. Then we got into symphonies and there would be movements. And this was really a way first to talk about the relationships between the movements. So you'd have a fast movement. You'd have a slow movement, you'd have a fast movement. That was a very basic design. That's what we'd call it. Well, we wouldn't use the word slow because they weren't speaking English when they were doing that. They'd use the Italian word. So that really is what it amounted to. There's no specific form or something that is an adagio. That word is used beyond the symphony, though. For example, adagio for strings, everyone's favorite, is really an adagio. It's a slow piece for strings is the way you can interpret that. So there's nothing hidden here. It really is a functional word, but it also describes that here is the slow movement or here's the slow part, and usually implies very expressive, but that's really nothing beyond that. So there's nothing that makes an adagio, except that it's played adagio.
Is there a metronome marking limit to adagio?
Oh,
where
there probably
it becomes
is.
A tiny bit more allegro.
Oh, sure. because all of those tempo markings are certainly open to interpretation, and you'll hear people taking an adagio too fast or an adagio too slow, because it certainly is a matter of interpretation, and there is a very, very large range. But I've never seen anybody take it so fast that they've had it change the title in the program with an asterisk, or he thought it was an adagio, but I don't agree. Nothing like that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dean Robb.
Thank you.